No one will ever suspect us in such a location. It's a stroke of genius." Clearly, this brother was more of a genius than I. I didn't like the sound of it. He led us to a street that was, sure enough, less than 2 minutes from Red Square. There was a large blind wall running along one side of the street, but houses lined the other. At any window there could be a pair of curious eyes. "You'd better pray," I said to Hans, as I parked behind Markov's car. Hans did pray, aloud, as I got at the Bibles and stowed them armload at a time into cartons and sacks. Markov opened the rear door to his car, and we made the transfer right out in the open, trip after trip, on the busy sidewalk. When we were finished, Markov allowed himself time only for a quick handshake apiece before he was back in his car, starting the engine. "By next week," he said, "these Bibles will be in the hands of pastors all over Russia." As Markov drove off, I looked at Hans. He was still praying, but he was grinning too. This part of our mission was accomplished. Except for that one carton of Ukrainian Bibles, our green-uniformed friend could peer as hard as he liked. The car was empty. We went home by way of the Ukraine, delivering the last Bibles to churches ourselves, and it was at one of these stops that a dream caught hold of me that for the next 3 years would not let go. For it was there in the Ukraine, when we had just 2 Bibles left, that one of the parishioners brought something for us to see, a treasure of his family's, a pocket-sized Ukrainian Bible. I held the little volume in my hand, unbelieving. Yes, the man assured me, it was a complete Bible, but it was 1/4 the size of the Bibles we had brought. I turned the India paper pages, marveling at the tiny type, so small and yet so sharp. Each word was clear and well-spaced. I bombarded the man with questions. Where had this been printed? Who published it? Where had they bought it? But he knew the answers to none of them. I couldn't lay the little book down. I hefted it in my hand. I slipped it into my pocket. I brought it out and held it up beside one of the standard Bibles. Why, we could bring in 3 and 4 times as many every trip, if they were this size. And once inside, they'd be so much easier to transfer and conceal. And if it could be done for Ukrainian, Russian could be printed in this format too, and the other East European languages. Seeing how the Bible intrigued me, the owner made a suggestion. If he could have the 2 new ones we had brought, would we like to keep this one? The church would still be 1 Bible ahead. To my delight, the minister and the rest of the congregation agreed, and I left that town with the dream in my pocket. I could hardly wait to show it to our Bible societies in the West. Our last Sunday in Russia, we attended a Baptist church in a Ukrainian village not far from the Hungarian border. The singing was stirring, the prayers fervent,